Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Well, I'm screaming at my kids again. I lost my patience and I sulk in embarrassment as I apologize for my outburst. Yeah, these days lately have gotten me losing my mind much more than usual. It is now more than ever that we all need some TLC. We all need self-care. So how can we give to our children if our tank is running on empty? The answer is that we can't. In this podcast, I have Dr. Olena Carrick speaking with me about the four pillars of self-care. These four pillars are nutrition, sleep, exercise, and mindfulness. And they must be met if we want to be our best selves and a good parent. If we're eating well and we're exercising and we're feeling mentally sound, but do not sleep, we cannot perform our best. This is also true if any of the other three pillars are falling short. We must strive to fulfill these four needs. So listen today as Dr. Carrick gives the Impactful Parent community tips for being a better parent by meeting the four pillars of self-care. Hello, Impactful Parents. Today I have on here Dr. Olena, is it Carrick? Is that how I pronounce it? Perfect. And she is a trained pediatric physician. She is now a health coach and the creator of a program called Fit and Fabulous Family. She helps families create easy habits and systems they love so that you all can feel confident and fit and fabulous without having to think about it. So thank you for being on today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Awesome. I have so many great questions for you today because I'm such an advocate for parents just taking care of themselves so that they can be better parents. So why do you think self-care for moms is so important?
Well, this is a really good question. And I think there are lots and lots of answers. But I think the two really big ones are, number one, when the mum looks after themselves and once you start looking after yourself, you realize that you actually feel amazing. You feel fit and fabulous. You have loads of energy and you can really turn up and be that mother that you really want to. And, you know, talking from my own personal experience, I know that when I wasn't looking after myself properly, I was that snappy mother. You know, things like get into the bath, get out of the bath. And everything was such a chore. And I took a long, hard look at myself and thought, this is not the person that I want to be. And the answer to fix that is to look after yourself. So that's number one. The second one is another really big reason too. And the answer is, we want to teach our kids to grow up, to be healthy, to eat healthy, to live healthy, to be healthy adults. And how do we do that? We do that by showing them. Kids learn from copying everything that we do. And if they grow up in a healthy family where we're demonstrating looking after ourselves, they will demonstrate that too. I always say this, the best thing you can give your kids is your own happiness. And I really believe that.
I completely agree. I'm right there with you. I'm trying to always advocate that we should take care of ourselves as parents, because if your tank is on empty, then you have nothing left to give to your kids. And so it's just super, super important that we do that. And how do you think moms can help their kids grow up to be healthy? I mean, we're role modeling it, hopefully. That's a big hope. But what else do you think?
Well, so I always think about the four pillars of nutrition, exercise, sleep, and mindset. So emotions and mindfulness. And I think those are the four areas that we need to take care of.
And I'm going to stop you for a second. Can you say those again for me one more time? That is really powerful. Those four pillars.
Okay. So I always teach the four pillars of wellness and healthy living. And they are nutrition, so how we eat.
Yeah.
Exercise, sleep. Sleep is super, super important. And mindfulness and emotional wellness. And without all four of those, it doesn't work. You have to pay attention to all four of those. So I know this from personal experience as well, that I was looking after, I was eating healthily, I was sleeping. Okay, I could have done better on the sleeping front. I was exercising reasonably, but my mindset, my emotional wellness was not there. So I think we have to demonstrate all four of those, and I'm happy to talk about those in more detail. But I think when it comes to our children, we have to set up systems and habits. So systems and habits for ourselves and systems and habits for our family. So for example, how you prepare food and how you eat food. And those systems and habits have to be easy and fit your family. It's not about discipline. It's about getting the right habit for you and your family. And then on top of that, making it fun. So it's just part of, it is just normal life for your kids. They just, kids grow up in a healthy eating family thinking that that is the normal way to eat. And I can talk to this from a personal experience. In our family, we always had vegetables at the dinner time. And I just grew up thinking, isn't that normal? We just eat vegetables. That's what you do. When I went to university, I would always cook vegetables with whatever I was cooking because that's what I did, or vegetables or a salad. So if you just make it normal, they just think it's normal. I didn't think, oh, I eat in a really healthy way. It wasn't until I really examined it from a doctor's point of view that I realized that. So it's just about systems and habits and making it fun and normal.
Yeah, what are your suggestions for some of the other pillars? I love that with the food, making it normal, making it routine. What about with mental health?
Mm-hmm. So the first thing you want to do is take care of your own emotions and really learn that that is what is going on. This is all about self-awareness and seeing yourself from, when I'm in this situation, I get really cross. When my children don't get in the bath, I get really frustrated and I start shouting at them. And from that place, you can learn to take more awareness and manage that emotion and do things differently. And as you do that, you will demonstrate to your children that is how emotional wellness works.
Yeah, I do a lot of emotional awareness too here on The Impactful Parent. And I'm always trying to just make our parents aware of their own emotions, how they reflect that onto their children, and how important it is to teach your children to feel, to really feel the emotion. Because when we push it to the side, that's when you see a lot of the other, just, you know, other things starting to come up that shouldn't be. And if they can learn how to deal with their emotions and feel through it, I don't know why, but society seems like we just keep trying to avoid emotions anymore. And emotions are normal and they're healthy. The correct thing to do, though, is to teach your child and yourself how to deal with those emotions. How do you react? How do you cope? What are some coping skills so that you can alleviate some of the bigger emotions and continue to remain in control? So I love, love, love what you're saying. It's exactly what I also am trying to get across here on The Impactful Parent.
It's another reason why taking care of yourself as a mother is really important, because all of that emotional work is really hard work, and you cannot do it when you're tired and sleep deprived and you haven't exercised. So the only way you can really help your children is if you make sure that you turn up with charged batteries, because otherwise you are going to be demonstrating to them exactly how not to do it. You're going to be demonstrating that I scream when I'm full of emotion. So yes, you want to feel your emotions, but you don't want to get caught up in them.
Our kids learn so much by watching us, observing us, and copying exactly what we do. And it's not really what we say. So we can tell them, please calm down and whatever. But if we are still shouting and we're still high emotioned ourselves, they feed off of what we're doing and not what we're saying. My audience wants to hear more about you and what you do. How can they come and contact you, and how do they get more help from you?
Well, thanks for asking. Well, the main thing I have is my podcast, which is Fit and Fabulous at 40 and Beyond. And normally I do one-on-one coaching, but I am just about to launch my exciting program, which will be a group program called Fit and Fabulous Family. So I'm super excited about that.
Thank you so much, Orlina, for being on today. I think that everything that you're doing on your platform is exactly in line with here on The Impactful Parent. I really hope that the audience goes over and checks out your podcast. Thank you again for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.